Welcome back to our prayers for today. I'm just sneaking in here in between lunch and ministry time, keeping quite busy today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let us praise the Lord for his mercy and for the wonderful things he has done for men. Is our antiphon for Psalm 106. Alleluia. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever. Who can tell the Lord's mighty deeds? Who can recount all his praise? They are happy who do what is right, who at all times do what is just. O Lord, remember me out of your love, out of the love you have for your people. Come to me, Lord, with your help, that I may see the joy of your chosen ones, and may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, and share the glory of your people. Our sin is the sin of our fathers. We have done wrong. Our deeds have been evil. Our fathers, when they were in Egypt, paid no heed to your wonderful deeds. They forgot the greatness of your love at the Red Sea, defied the Most High. Yet he saved them for the sake of his name. In order to make known his power, he threatened the Red Sea. It dried up, and he led them through the deep as through the desert. He saved them from the hand of the foe. He saved them from the grip of the enemy. The waters covered their oppressors. Not one of them was left alive. Then they believed in his words. Then they sang his praises. But they soon forgot his deeds and would not wait upon his will. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us praise the Lord for his mercy and for the wonderful things he has done for men. They yielded to their cravings in the desert and put God to the test in the wilderness. He granted them the favor they asked and sent disease among them. Then they rebelled, envious of Moses and of Aaron, who was holy to the Lord. The earth opened and swallowed up Dothan and buried the clan of Abinoam. Fire blazed up against their clan, and flames devoured the rebels. They fashioned a calf at Horeb and worshipped an image of metal, exchanging the God who was their glory for the image of a bull that eats grass. They forgot the God who was their Savior, who had done such great things in Egypt, such portents in the land of Ham, such marvels at the Red Sea. For this he said he would destroy them. But Moses, the man whom he had chosen, stood in the breach before him to turn back his anger from destruction. Then they scorned the land of promise. They had no faith in his word. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Men have seen the works of God, the marvels he has done. They complained inside their tents and would not listen to the voice of the Lord. So he raised his hand to swear an oath that he would lay them low in the desert, would scatter their sons among the nations and disperse them throughout the lands. They bowed before the Baal of Peor eight offerings made to lifeless gods. They roused him to anger with their deeds, and plague broke out among them. Then Phinehas stood up and intervened. Then the plague was ended, and this was counted in his favor from age to age forever. They provoked him at the waters of Meribah. Through their own fault, it went ill with Moses, for they had made his heart grow bitter, and he uttered words that were rash. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Men have seen the works of God, the marvels he has done. Those who love the Lord will see and rejoice. They will understand his loving kindness. They failed to destroy the peoples, as the Lord had given command. But instead they mingled with the nations and learned to act as they did. They worshipped the idols of the nations, and these became a snare to entrap them. They even offered their own sons and their daughters in sacrifice to demons. They shed the blood of the innocent, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they offered to the idols of Canaan. The land was polluted with blood. And so they defiled themselves by their deeds, and broke their marriage bond with the Lord, till his anger blazed against his own people, against his people. He was filled with horror at his chosen ones. So he gave them into the hand of the nations, and their foes became their rulers. Their enemies became their oppressors. They were subdued beneath their hand. Time after time, God rescued them, but in their malice, they dared to defy him and sank low through their guilt. In spite of this, he paid heed to their distress, so often as he heard their cry. For their sake, he remembered his covenant. In the greatness of his love, he relented. And he let them be treated with mercy by all who held them captive. O Lord our God, save us, bring us together from among the nations, that we may thank your holy name, and make it our glory to praise you. Blessed be the Lord, God of Israel, forever, from age to age. Let all the people cry out, Amen, Amen, Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Those who love the Lord will see and rejoice. They will understand his loving kindness. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. So this is, again, we're still in Jeremiah. Now we're in chapter 42, and another excerpt from chapter 43 that the church has combined into one reading. The caption the church has chosen is, Jeremiah and the people after the fall of the city. All the army leaders, Joanna, son of Kehariah, Kariah, and Azariah, son of Hoash, Hoshaiah, grant our petition, pray for us to the Lord your God. And all the people, high and low, approached the prophet Jeremiah and said, grant our petition, pray for us to the Lord your God for all this remnant. We are now few who once were many, as you well see. Let the Lord your God show us what way we should take and what we should do. Very well, the prophet Jeremiah answered them, I will pray to the Lord your God as you desire. Whatever the Lord answers you, I will tell you. I will withhold nothing from you. And they said to Jeremiah, may the Lord be our witness. We will truly and faithfully follow all the instructions the Lord your God will send us. Whether it be pleasant or difficult, we will obey the command of the Lord our God, to whom we are sending you, so that it may go well with us for obeying the command of the Lord our God. 10 days passed before the word of the Lord God came to Jeremiah. Then he called Jehadaniah, son of Kethurel, his army leaders, and all the people high and low, and said to them, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, to whom you sent me to offer your prayer. If you remain quietly in this land, I will build you up and not tear you down. I will plant you, not uproot you, for I regret the evil I have done to you. Do not fear the king of Babylon, before whom you are now afraid. Do not fear him, says the Lord, for I am with you to save you, to rescue you from his power. I will grant you mercy so that he will be sorry for you and let you return to your land. But if you disobey the voice of the Lord your God and decide not to remain in this land, saying, 'No, we will go to Egypt, where we will see no more of war, hear the trumpet alarm, no longer, nor hunger for bread, there we will live,' then listen to the word of the Lord, remnant of Judea. Thus says the Lord of armies, the God of Israel, if you are determined to go to Egypt, then you, when you arrive there, the sword you fear shall reach you in the land of Egypt. The hunger you dread shall cling to you no less in Egypt, and there you shall die. Johanan, son of Kerethiah, and the rest of the leaders and the people did not obey the Lord's command to stay in the land of Judea. Instead, Johanan, son of Carthiel, and all the army leaders, took along the whole remnant of Judea that had been dispersed among the nations and had returned hence to dwell again in the land of Judea. Men, women, and children, the princesses, and everyone whom Nebuchadnezzar, captain of the body, Nebuchadnezzar, captain of the bodyguard, had entrusted to Jedidiah, son of Amichai, son of, and also Jeremiah the prophet, and Baruch, son of Nerahiah. Again, the Lord's command went against the Lord's command. They went to Egypt and arrived at the Annapolis. So we're not behind, but we actually do have special readings for the feast of today from the book of Genesis. A judgment against the sinner and the promise of salvation. The Lord God called to the man and asked him, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, but I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid myself." Then he asked, "Who told you that you were naked? You have eaten then from the tree of which I forbidden you to eat." The man replied, "The woman whom you put here with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and so I ate it." The Lord God then asked the woman, "Why did you do such a thing?" The woman answered, "The serpent tricked me into it, so I ate it." Then the Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, you shall be banned from all the animals and from all the wild creatures. On your belly shall you crawl, and dirt shall you eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike at your head, while you strike at his heel." To the woman he said, "I will intensify the pangs of your childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children, yet your urge shall be for your husband, and he shall be your master." To the man he said, "Because you listened to your wife and ate from the tree of which I have forbidden you to eat, cursed be the ground because of you. In toil shall you eat its yield all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring to you, as you eat of the plants of the field, by the sweat of your face. You shall get bread to eat until you return to the ground from which you were taken. For you are dirt, and to dirt you shall return. The man called his wife Eve, because she became the mother of all the living. Responsory Prayer. Today, the Virgin Mary was born of David's seed. Through her, the salvation of the world has been revealed to all believers. Her glorious life has shone upon the world. Let us keep with devotion the birth of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Her glorious life has shone upon the world. Second reading from a discourse by St. Andrew of Crete, Bishop. The old has passed away, all things are made new. The fulfillment of the law is Christ himself, who does not so much lead us away from the letter as lift us up to its spirit. For the law's consummation was this, that the very lawgiver accomplished his work and changed letter into spirit, summing up everything in himself. And though subject to the law, living by grace, he subordinated the law, yet harmoniously united grace with it, not confusing the distinctive characteristics of the one with the other, but effecting the transition in a way more fitting for God. He changed whatever was burdensome, servile, and oppressive into what is light and liberating, so that we should be enslaved no longer under the elemental power, the elemental spirits of the world, as the Apostle says, nor held fast as bondservants under the letter of the law. This is the highest, all-embracing benefit that Christ has bestowed on us. This is the revelation of the mystery, that is, the emptying out of the divine nature, the union of God and man, and the deification of manhood that was assumed. This radiant and manifest coming of God to men most certainly needed a joyful prelude to introduce the great gift of salvation to us. The present festival, the birth of the Mother of God, is the prelude, while the final act is the foreordained union of the Word with flesh. Today the Virgin is born, tended, informed, and prepared for her role as Mother of God, who is the universal King of the ages. Justly then do we celebrate this mystery, since it signifies for us a double grace. We are led toward the truth, and we are led away from our condition of slavery to the letter of the law. How can this be? Darkness yields before the coming of light, and grace exchanges legalism for freedom. But midway between the two stands today's mystery, at the frontier where types and symbols give way to reality. The old is replaced by the new. Therefore, let all creation sing and dance and unite to make worthy contribution to the celebration of this day. Let there be one common festival for saints in heaven and men on earth. Let everything, mundane things and those above, join in festival celebration. Today, this created world was raised to the dignity of a holy place for him who made all things new. The creature is newly prepared to be a divine dwelling place for the Creator. Hallelujah! Today let us celebrate with devotion the birth of Mary, the ever-Virgin Mother of God, whose splendid life has illumined the Church. With heart and mind let us sing praise and glory to Christ on this holy feast day of the glorious Virgin Mother of God, whose splendid life has illumined the Church. You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father, all creation worships you. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, 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 Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you, Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the Virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance. Govern and uphold us now and always. Day by day, we bless you. We praise your name forever. Keep us today, Lord, from all sin. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. Lord, show us your love and mercy, for we put our trust in you. In you, Lord, is our hope, and we shall never hope in vain. We commemorate the birth of the Blessed Virgin Mary, a descendant of Abraham, born of the tribe of Judah and of the seed of David. When the Most Holy Virgin was born, the whole world was made radiant. Blessed is the branch and blessed is the stem which bore such holy fruit. Let us joyfully celebrate the birth of Blessed Mary, so that she may intercede for us before Jesus Christ the Lord. Your birth, O Virgin Mary, Mother of God, proclaims joy to the whole world, for from you arose the glorious Son of Justice, Christ our God. He freed us from the age-old curse and filled us with holiness. He destroyed death and gave us eternal life. Turn to the intercessions on page 1643. Let us glorify our Savior, who chose the Virgin Mary for his mother. Let us ask him, may your mother intercede for us, Lord. Son of Justice, the Immaculate Virgin was the white dawn announcing your rising. Grant that we may always live in the light of your coming. Eternal Word, you chose Mary as the uncorrupted ark of your dwelling place. Free us from the corruption of sin. Savior of mankind, your mother stood at the foot of your cross. Grant through her intercession that we may rejoice to share in your passion. With ultimate generosity and love, you gave Mary as a mother to your beloved disciple. Help us to live as worthy sons of so noble a mother. Today we celebrate the birth of the Blessed Virgin Mary, whose splendid life has illumined the Church. Born of a royal family, Mary shines forth like the noonday sun. With mind and heart we ask for the help of her prayers. With heart and mind let us sing praise and glory to Christ on this holy feast day of the glorious Virgin Mother of God. The Virgin Mary came forth from the root of Jesse, and the Spirit of the Most High came to dwell in her heart. Today we commemorate the birth of the Virgin Mary. God saw her beauty and visited her in her lowliness. Blessed and worthy of all praise is the Holy Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. I'm reading you the antiphons for the other prayers of this feast today that would have gone with the psalms for the other offices. Blessed and worthy of our praise. Blessed and worthy of our praise is the Holy Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. We celebrate her birth that she might intercede for us before the Lord. Let us commemorate the illustrious birth of the Virgin Mother, Mary, Mother of God. For the Lord has looked with favor on his lowly servant. He sent his angel to announce to her that she would conceive the Savior of the world. Father of mercy, give your people help and strength from heaven. The birth of the Virgin Mary's Son was the dawn of our salvation. May the celebration of her birthday bring us closer to lasting peace. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. What a great set of readings today. Let's pray the chaplet of divine mercy for a short period of time. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Then the unity prayer I'll add on to. My adorable Jesus, may our feet journey together. May our hands gather in unity. May our hearts beat in unison. May our souls be in harmony. May our thoughts be as one. May our ears listen to the silence together. May our glances profoundly penetrate each other. May our lips pray together to gain mercy from the Eternal Father. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of all the world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Father Most Holy, hear the prayers of our hearts and direct our lives so that we can trust in you. Help us know you have been directing our lives. You continue to call us to yourself and to your own conversion. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen.